With him.
Oh, you're so gangster.
Well, that's what it was. And like
from Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Kind of. And he had like a mohawk and dress in leather and a little
exactly
switchblade and a little little tattoo.
Was he not in the Garbage Pail Kids movie?
I don't know. So every character had two names?
Yeah.
The like.
So they swapped. Yeah.
A
so,
side and B
side.
Chris Hiss. It was number 62, or Greaser Greg. I believe Greaser Greg.
That was the mainstream one. Chris Hiss was like the...
I have no idea. I didn't
realize
that
you were
that
the 62B?
Yes.
That's Chris Hiss.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The little pompadour thing. Okay.
Yeah, you had to have a little side swoop.
Yeah.
What is yours?
1950s Greaser with a pompadour holding a knife and a chain.
Ooh, hello.
Correct. Hello,
I got that right.
Nurse.
Yes. Can you make that do that every time?
Every single time I get something right?
Yes.
I think it is.
Okay. No, because I'm not allowed to bring my phone.
Oh, you were not allowed to bring your phone.
It's literally only my phone.
No. One time. No, it kept doing it twice on our podcast.
Oh. So,
oh, so you're banned in other podcasts?
I'm banned everywhere. Oh.
So she can have her
notorious. Okay. I'm the notorious KNG.
Garbage, Pail, Kids, Kristen. Let's see. What is that? Greek? Hold on.
Greek?
Cranky
Greek.
Kristen.
Cranky
Kristen.
Yeah, not like you're thinking of it, though.
Wait, like a gear crank?
Yeah, like a gear crank. She's a pencil sharpener.
Oh. Just put it in your
mouth.
And
you were also 269B.
69.
So you're a
B-side.
69B. And you're putting things in your mouth.
Things in my mouth. Sharpening it.
Clog Duane. I remember that. Clog Duane.
Okay.
The guy who did the original Garbage Pail Kids just died a few years ago. Or died a few months ago, as it were.
Aw.
So,
or if you're listening to this in the future, a few years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Sorry. But what if they're listening to it in the past future?
I can't even find
that would be amazing, and I would want to meet those people.
Cranky Kristen, hold on.
They probably have a DeLorean.
Cranky Kristen.
Oh my gosh, you're taking forever.
Or Loraitan, as I typed.
Loraitan?
Croatan?
Cruella?
Croatan. Croatan.
Not Croatoan. Croatoan? Isn't that what it was? Croatoan was like carved at Roanoke. Wasn't that it? The thing that was carved on a tree at Roanoke. So basically, people left an entire colony at Roanoke, went back to England, came back to the colony at Roanoke, and the entire colony was gone. No sign of it, but Croatoan or something was like that was carved on a tree.
I've never heard that before.
This is from Brandonpedia.
No, it's true. Hold on. Your other half
were you
is
tripping?
Sharpened Sheena.
Sharpened Sheena?
Yeah.
Were you tripping?
Shiro would have been nicer.
No. Okay.
Were you high as fuck or what?
On. Garbage Pail Kid, Brandon.
Are you?
Oh, by the way, we're recording.
Yeah,
hi. Welcome to Dance Monkey Dance. This is Chris, Brandon, and Kristen.
Hey.
Hey.
And we're talking about Garbage Pail Kids, apparently. Because fuck intros.
Well, we were talking about Shopkins
and
how they come in a package.
Yes.
And they have, like, the little Garbage Pail Kids in the package, too.
Oh, I have a couple.
You have a couple?
Oh, yeah. I do remember Buggin' Brandon. Had, like, leechers of
trilobites
or whatever.
That looks like a roach.
And then I have Butt Bit Brandon.
Butt Bit. Oh, that's funny. He's on a toilet.
He's on a toilet and has been eaten. And then I have
that'll teach people to be
potty
trained.
Backwoods Brandon, where he's peeing in a tree.
Ew!
And it's coming in his face.
And it's coming back in his face.
Which,
unless you're into that sort of thing,
like it,
you know.
Oh, here's Loogie Leia.
Would that be a self golden shower?
That would.
Well, okay. So, okay. There's one There's a Game of Thrones one.
Yeah, Dead Man.
Wait, a Game of Thrones.
Okay, yeah. That. Yeah, but like I'm talking about the original Garbage
Pail Kids. This was the new. This was probably like series two or three of the new Garbage Pail
Kids. But how do you get three? Huh? We only have one.
Because I guess it was easy to rhyme shit with Brandon, and
Yeah,
there's been Chris multiple so versions.
Christmas, Mobis, Banana, Fana, Fofis, Me, My, Momis, Chris.
Me, My, Momis.
Brandon, Bofandon, Banana, wow. Fana, Fofandon.
Hold on, wait. No, here's Chris. Chris has got Cut Up Chris.
Oh, Lawnmower Mishap.
Okay.
Also, 32B, not an A. Oh, wait. Chopper Chopped Chris.
Oh.
Which is 40A. So you have an A side there.
See, yeah, but that's not an original.
Guys, you're
Crater Chris was. I remember this.
Yes, that was. Okay. I do remember that.
Is there a lava one?
But Greaser Greg was actually in the movie.
Okay.
I wish they I wish they would make a new movie of Garbage Pail Kids.
Reminds me of my teenagers.
Yeah.
And me, my
Chris
Mess.
That's a good one. No, I was collecting these when I was probably my right preteens.
Oh, it's a
seven.
Chris Mess is his other name.
Oh, okay.
Sandy Claude is his A.
What are my other ones? This is interesting, guys. You should look them up.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. We're looking on
If you've never seen Garbage Pail Kids, now is the time.
Yes, you should look up your own name now.
But if you're listening to us and you don't know what Garbage Pail Kids is, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Yeah, 100%. Brooke, you guys know Brooke, right?
Everybody loves Brooke.
Okay, well, that's rude.
Rude.
That was a shot.
What?
There
never.
There were a couple podcasts with her.
But there's no other Kristens in here.
Are you serious?
No.
I'm one of a kind, that's why.
Yeah, sure. but Brooke actually bought me the first series, the very first series of Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah.
Had a book come out.
Okay.
And it was basically just pictures of all the first series.
Okay.
So I really enjoyed looking over that book. It was nice. It reminded me, again, like you said.
Childhood.
See, I really didn't start collecting until series two of the original series.
Okay.
So I like Atom Bomb was like a little bit before my time. Like I eventually got an Atom Bomb.
I mean,
but I had to trade a lot of baseball cards for that shit.
My pass with the Garbage Pail Kids was literally getting them off the ice cream truck in the middle of summer, yelling down the street, "Stop, ice cream man!" Getting Garbage Pail Kids, and my parents looking at them going, "Why did we spend money on this?
Why didn't you get a screwball instead with bubble gum at the bottom?"
That's right. My parents basically would take us to Folly Beach. We'd go to Folly Beach. I don't know if they know the location of this podcast at all, but
well, they do now.
It's not Folly Beach.
We're on the beach, guys.
So, yeah. But they would take us to Folly Beach, and then we would go to like the park side of it, and then like on our way back, right at the corner store. We would basically go in and we'd be allowed to get like one piece of like ice cream or like a cold thing, a piece of candy, and then one other thing. And so I'd get like a thing of Garbage Pail Kids, a piece of like bubble squirt gum or whatever. Squirt
the
gum?
The one Freshen Ups with the squirt juice in the middle?
It was before that even. It was like
it was like juice, like gum with like a little juice thing in the center. Yeah.
And then I'd get like the frozen.
And you'd bite into
juice.
It and like squirt in your mouth.
I used to get the pocket of those, the packet of those as it were, that had like 10 pieces and the juice inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like those.
Okay.
We should find those.
Another weird
those
invention
again.
Of like the late 80s or early 90s.
Bubble tape. When did bubble tape?
Bubble tape was 6 feet of bubble tape. For you, not them. It was the late 80s, early 90s.
And then Big League Chew.
Big League Chew has been out since the 60s. So that's about a really long time.
I used to go down after school to Pitt Street Pharmacy. And they made the best grilled cheeses. They probably still do, by the way. I'm not sure.
In a pharmacy?
In a pharmacy, yeah.
Was it like an old school pharmacy that had like a soda fountain?
Yeah. So like you walk
bar?
In. Yeah.
Really?
Like, exactly. You walk in. If you go all the way back, the pharmacist was back there, and they still to this day fill their own prescriptions by hand, like put everything together. They don't get anything shipped in. Like,
where is this?
In Mount Pleasant.
Oh, in the
old
village.
On Pitt Street. It's called Pitt Street Pharmacy.
Yeah, they still do malts and all that stuff.
So, like, and then on the left was the little candy case, and there were, like, three rows of candy. And, of course, back in the day, 5 cents would actually still get you something, a piece of gum from there.
You're
and
not
then,
that old. Jesus.
Well.
Back in the day,
nickels bought you. You can't buy anything for a nickel now.
Yeah,
how much is gum now? Like a piece of gum, like Double Bubble or whatever it is.
Well, you have to pay 50 cents just to get it out of the machine, so
yeah,
it's at least
don't
that.
Buy the machine. Then just
even like one chocolate-covered cherry at the
gas
station
cherry.
Is
there's
50 cents.
Yeah, there's stuff in there.
Okay, though. I will say there's a Mexican place here in Goose Creek that has... At the counter has
Andy's
candy
mints.
And it's 5 cents for whatever.
Oh, well, that's cool. Like I mean, like if it's donations accepted and you can get a mint, Sure.
Well, they still have that at IHOP near us. Okay. West Ashley.
Okay.
Well,
like it's that's to save children. So if you want to like just take the mint and not care about kids.
Okay. Well, I love kids as much as the next person.
Obviously not.
But they're not my own. So anyways, so you walk into Pitt Street Pharmacy. So you've got your candy case set up on the left, and then you have your legit soda fountain.
I was super excited.
You had
about
like
this.
I was so amazing. That's what we used to
you
do.
You were so amazing.
I said it was so amazing.
I think she said I was so amazing.
I still am amazing. So, anyways, there were like five chairs that you could spin around on a stool and what they spun
they
and then
still
they had
spin.
Like three
they're
mixers no I don't know if they still spin. When's the last time you've been
like Schwab's or whatever? Schwab's Pharmacy?
No.
Schwab's Pharmacy
that
is,
was downtown
and actually it was in Los Angeles
and
I think
not
it's actually just
in Charleston at all.
Schwab's Pharmacy is one of the pieces of in Universal Studios. It's one of the
yeah
front
the prop front.
Okay.
Front props
yeah
prop fronts yeah
well so. This was not that
no I know but so. it's still the same kind of thing
but it was exciting nonetheless
and they still do that as of like 3 years ago they still did that.
That's cool.
So when was the last time that you were at that pharmacy?
I drove by it because I ate at a restaurant beside it probably 6 months ago.
And it's they still have the soda fountain?
Like they still have the soda fountain.
You
actually
you still
like
can do all that stuff?
Oh yeah, yeah
yeah at the beginning of the year actually a write-up came out in the newspaper, the Moultrie News, saying that there are only like three pharmacies in Charleston that still hand-fill every single prescription.
Okay.
They're one of
them.
They
don't do that anymore?
No. No, you get like stuff shipped in.
What?
Like already made. Like they literally put all of the chemicals together and make your medicine there.
Oh, no,
yeah, they don't
like,
get they don't get the pills delivered.
That's crazy
they,
talk.
They
why would you do that?
Make the pills.
Because it's a more like exact thing because some I don't know.
So if I want my OxyContin,
yeah, you could just go down to Pitt Street Pharmacy.
I don't have to buy it from you anymore, Chris.
That's right.
They also like do stuff for animals. They make animal medicines and stuff there too. So there's not like cross contamination because it's drugs are drugs.
Well, and most of the times, animal drugs are the same as human drugs. They're just a different dosage.
Yeah, the other pharmacy by you actually is one I believe. That was on the list, and then I can't remember where the third was.
Oh,
I think
the one
Somerville.
That I've tried to eat at this same pharmacy.
Oh, they're not open ever.
I just think it would be interesting. So, you can get like floats and shit.
Yeah, you
place?
Can get
yeah.
floats. You can get malts. You can get a scoop. They also have
who calls it a scoop?
One scoop.
A
or
scoop
two?
Of ice cream.
Yeah, I understand. But
what
you
do you
go
refer
get a
to
scoop.
It?
A,
do you want a plump of one?
Two scoops is refers to raisin.
Would
brand.
You like a dollop? Raisin Bran.
Yeah, two scoops of raisins. You don't remember the son? He was so happy.
Do you need Bran to balance you
no,
out?
I'm
regulate
Chris,
you.
Back me up on this. This
what?
Cereal, two scoops, and then he pours the son.
Do you
pours
eat grape
it in
nuts
the,
too?
Hey, don't knock grape
I
nuts.
I do like grape nuts.
Okay, I understand the reference.
Yeah,
two scoops of raisins for Raisin Bran.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
but two scoops. If I hear two scoops, I immediately go to ice cream.
Really?
Yeah.
Scoop of ice cream. What do you call it?
But my brain absorbs like taglines.
Lots
and, like,
of radiation.
Yeah, that's true as well. Well, you know, somebody's got to sleep on the microwave.
but, why would you sleep on the microwave?
Well,
that's ridiculous.
What is the taglines, the jingles? My brain absorbs
yeah.
jingles.
Okay, it's like you're gesticulating, but I'm not getting this.
Yeah, well.
But they also serve like saltines and like a couple of staples, like if you need
and
napkins
sandwiches.
Or whatever.
And napkins.
Well, I mean, I said staples. Like.
They serve napkins. No,
excuse me, sir. Can I have a napkin?
No.
5 cents, please.
You'll have more gruel.
So on the right side of the pharmacy, they actually sell some stuff like.
Hopefully drugs at some point.
I mean, in the back.
So I mean, is
the
it
drugs
a, is
are
it
the
a
back.
Is it a big place?
No,
is
it's small. It's probably.
It's no. It's
about this size.
About the size
and
of this
size
room?
Again. Maybe about this and a half.
Do you remember how old like
yeah.
things? Yeah, that same size.
So because I'm thinking like that'd be a really cool experience for
it's
my
a
kid.
Bouquet. Yeah.
Heck
yeah. Yeah. It's still there.
I think she okay. would enjoy it.
And then if you go want to pick her up a book or something like that, down the street a little ways, come out of the neighborhood, go all the way down the way. One of the owners of the Have Nots
okay.
owns a bookstore down there.
Okay.
So you can actually have her go, this is a book.
Yeah, it's a fun little walking
no,
place.
No, it won't change if you just swipe the left.
She's,
swipe
okay.
left.
So this past weekend, I got her first library card.
Okay.
And awesome. She absolutely loves to read, so.
So, library card bouncing off that. No, sorry. I felt like you had more to say.
Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. Nope. But there were, I got a library card, mm-hmm. and then I got my brother a library card.
I got a library card.
Once.
He's disabled, John is. So what he'll go is he'll check. He's thrilled by these movies. So he can just go and flip through the Blu-rays and the DVDs there.
Right.
And then like pick out whatever he wants to watch. This week was a Ronald Reagan Santa Fe Trail.
Okay.
Was the movie that he picked out. And he's like, I can only get two, right? I'm like, you get as many as you want.
But the concept.
Whatever you think you can get in a week. So he's happy to get like one or two CDs, which they took out of our branch locally.
Okay.
The CDs.
And move all to the downtown branch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he gets to flip through the movies, and he gets like two movies a week. Which this week, since there aren't no CDs, he just got three movies.
But at first, trying to explain the fact that like
you can't keep
he
them.
Can't keep these that right. he's picking out. He's just borrowing them,
right?
Kind of like Blockbuster. You have to give them back.
But what helped him was I could add them to his Christmas list.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ones that he really liked.
Now, since he's been doing this for about 2 or 3 months now,
yeah.
his movie list for Christmas. So if you want to buy him a Christmas present,
okay,
it's burgeoning.
Okay. Yeah, I was very surprised. So the Berkeley County branches, which where we belong to, you can sign out up to 30 things.
Yeah.
In at a time,
yeah,
and I was like,
"Who can consume that much?
Who the fuck is
going to
do 30 things?
Yeah.
You can,
and that's per person. So that's 90 things per house, like this house. And I'm like, what are we going to do with that?
You'd have to be reading a book, listening to music, watching a movie at the same time.
That's 10 movies, 10 movies, 10 CDs, and then 10 books.
No, I understand.
And Berkeley County,
do it all once.
I don't know if Charleston has it too, but like Berkeley County has a whole online thing that you can do.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's
what
we've been doing.
They library borrow from back and forth too. Like if they don't have it actually at their branch, they'll cross-contaminate
Are you talking about Kindle though? You're talking about Kindle.
Well, they have digital books, they mm-hmm. have movies,
yeah,
and they have audiobooks.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy shit.
For book club, basically, for book club, what I did was I didn't want to take the physical book with me.
Right.
So I just downloaded, what was it, Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry.
Harold Fry.
Okay.
Put it on my Kindle, and then we
and I got the audio version.
Right. So she and Chrissy, when they met us in Florida for sex hours.
Whoa, hey. There's a picture of that.
How fast are you guys going? 69.
69.
69. You and this, always. But yeah. So that's what we did for book club.
Okay. Yeah. I was kind of amazed at like the things you can do now. Cause I haven't been to a library in years.
Right.
Like it's just not something that I've ever
Same.
Even considered, but like the movie selection and like,
they keep it up to date.
Like I swear that she said to me that I could sign out a computer and not one of the ones of the thing, like a laptop. And I was like,
yes,
what the fuck is that?
You can do that.
Yeah. Like they have the like, yeah.
Seriously?
Like if you haven't gone to a library recently, people, you really need to fucking go.
It is crazy.
It'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
It will literally blow your mind.
You have to sign that out too.
Your mind? You have to check it at the door.
Oh. What, you can get blown at the library?
I don't know. If you find the right room, I'm sure.
Oh. Well, there are like small conference rooms where you can actually have meetings and rent them out. Not rent, but like just sign them out. You don't have to pay for them
at the
main branch.
I bring my laptop because I check out everything online and then it's ready for me when I get there. So
okay.
I order my books and movies like I do my pizza.
And they'll hold them for you.
Right. So I've got like a list of things, like everybody knows lists with me.
Yes.
But I bring my computer, but when I forget my computer, there's even a computer there.
Yeah.
To use.
And you get what, an hour in 30-minute segments that you can use at a time?
Right. So like say if you want to leave the computer and go check something else out, all you've got to do is put your computer on hold and nobody else can use
and
that.
And you
computer.
Have a specific password that you program.
Yeah.
It'll stop your time there. So it's not like you're like wasting your internet hours.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was quite amazing.
Yeah.
The last time I was in a library, there was a card catalog. Like that's how far back I go.
Wow.
As far like
stepping
into a library.
The last time I consistently remember going to the library is the downtown branch when the other building existed.
Oh, it smelled like mold all the time.
Even though it was a new building, yeah.
Yeah.
And then doing
probably
a
all
book
the old
report
books.
Yeah.
For my ninth grade science class, and they had dot matrix paper.
I had dot matrix paper up until like high school.
Yeah, but you didn't have a dot matrix printer. You just kept the paper.
No, I had a dot matrix printer. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't have one of those. I didn't have a computer, though.
I remember in high school going down a rabbit hole of microfiche. I don't know if you guys know. Yeah. Remember what the microfiche thing was?
Microfiche, yeah.
And going through the newspapers from 1977 and looking up the full page ads for Star Wars.
Nice.
And like what they looked like.
Oh,
and
they're ridiculous.
Oh yeah, they were absolutely crazy.
They're horrendous
for the time.
Yeah.
And so like that's what I was doing the last time I was in a in a library.
I
don't even think those exist anymore.
They do. They have them all on digital microfiche. Okay. So they've scanned all the microfiche in, so it's all digital.
You don't have those machines where you have to do this.
Yeah, you don't have to turn those knobs.
Those are awesome, because you felt like you were like in a science fiction movie.
It felt like a newspaper version of Etch-a-Sketch.
Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah, kind of.
That's kind of how it ran.
You did have to use your left and your right, otherwise it was useless.
I remember when I lived in North Charleston in this tiny little townhouse with my parents, and I was like 6'7", and I was having to type on a typewriter my book reports.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, we had a typewriter version that hooked up to the dot matrix.
Oh yeah, we just had a typewriter.
Was that more like a word processor?
That's a word processor.
Yeah, well, there wasn't really a screen. It was the screen on the top.
That's what it is. It's a word processor.
Okay, sure. Sounds great. It wasn't
because
mine.
You're processing.
I had to go to church and like use the. I had to stay after to like sometimes 2 and 3 o'clock
in the
morning.
Was it just you and the priest?
Nope. I'm not Catholic.
Okay, was it just you and the preacher?
It was
then?
Just me and my mom.
Okay, well, that's...
Was your mom the preacher?
Yeah, yes.
Oh.
No.
Tell us about your mom.
No, the reason we had a key is because we would cook for the church on Wednesday nights.
Because
so,
the church needed soul.
So we, you know... Well, I mean, we had to get the password, too. We didn't just, like, break into the church and use their computer.
This is
computer.
Where we buried your grandma?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Sullivan's Island.
You're all dressed in black with, like, a ski mask?
Wait... Oh, for grandma.
And by password, we mean
no,
broken window.
No, for breaking into the...
I was like, wait, did I bury my grandmother in a ski mask? No.
This got weird all of a sudden.
But Brandon wanted to put a phone in the casket.
So Friday we were drinking, and the drinking game basically said everybody, you have to give everybody a compliment, and if it's not like a good compliment, basically, or an earnest compliment,
or if they don't think it's good enough or whatever,
which is not how I felt about that at all. I felt it was an earnest, but or important, something like
I
that.
I was like, dude, yes it is.
So she said, oh, you make people laugh, and I'm like. Okay,
thanks,
well, that's not really like a skill
jerk.
Of any kind. And
he's just funny looking. I mean, that's what makes people laugh.
Fair. And she's like, you made me laugh at my grandmother's funeral, which is actually accurate. Because I said what we should do is like in Batman, just like put like a phone in there and then call it in the middle of the service and be like, help me, get out.
Nice. So I'm still in here. Let me out of here. So yes, that was your compliment,
Batman
and you were 89. So angry about your compliment.
I was really no, I wasn't angry. I was
you
like,
were like,
were you angry because
good.
You made somebody laugh at a funeral?
No,
because I've done that before.
I was not mad about that.
No, okay.
That I was.
I was like, that's talent, like to make somebody laugh when they're like in tears about different tears.
And there's toilet
like, bad
paper.
Things.
We gave you toilet paper to.
Oh, I thought you were.
No,
like,
no.
There's toilet
you,
paper on
you
the shelf
had toilet
over
paper.
Here. I had toilet paper.
No, basically we didn't have like tissues. We ran out of
funeral?
Tissues, so I had a toilet paper roll on my fingers. You don't remember this? It was
at the funeral home?
Yeah. No, at the funeral.
At the funeral.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, yes. Yes, I do remember this.
So we're like getting ready to like, I don't know, process out? I don't know what you do at
the
a funeral.
The recessional?
No. But basically, we were on the side of the building.
We're getting
her
married.
Grandmother's at the front of the, and then the toilet paper roll.
Yeah, because they did run out of tissues.
Everybody's crying because everybody liked her, I guess.
What? Yeah.
I'm
kidding.
I didn't kill her.
I know you didn't. She made beautiful flower arrangements. She was a good woman.
She had a bird, which I thought was still alive.
She did have a bird.
But apparently the bird died before she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Brandon's like, oh, did the bird kill your grandma? I was like, no.
Jeez,
that's ridiculous.
Brandon.
But she did save all of the eggs because, like, all of a sudden, I think that's why the bird died. Because, like,
what?
She
did you tell
started making all of these eggs and, like, it was depleting all of the calcium. And so, like, she had baskets of little bird eggs that she kept very long after the bird passed away.
Oh.
Did you keep it after?
They might still be in the house.
She bought her grandma's house.
I bought my grandmother's house after she passed away.
And you kept the eggs?
Okay, there's stuff in there.
There's shit in there.
There's stuff. There's
Are
stuff
there, like,
the
rooms
house.
You don't go in?
Yeah.
Really?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's just too
like
much
there's
shit
stuff
in house.
That's stored in there that's still not mine. Like that was my grandmother was taking care of my aunt, my great aunt. She
How
had
did we
dementia.
Get here from garbage trail kids.
Garbage trail kids. throw stuff away, guys. Throw
what's
stuff
your grandma's
away.
Name?
I mean, okay, so
wait, really?
So yeah, what's the
okay?
What's the thought about behind not getting rid of the stuff?
Oh, her family is horrible.
I would have to get rid of it because some of it should go to my aunt, some of it should go to my mom.
Okay.
And other stuff, I guess I could use, but I don't really need it. There's like a lot of stuff. There's stuff in the attic. Haven't even been in the attic.
Really?
And I know.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. No, I mean, you should see the garage in her room specifically alone, or at least up until recently.
Yeah. So, like, the garage has all kinds of stuff.
It's a shit show.
Like, I found a blower there the other day, and I used that to, like, clean out the garage. I was like, well, this is cool. But all kinds of stuff that I didn't even know. Like, she was heavy duty into gardening.
Okay.
Like, she used to have this prized garden on Sullivan's Island, and everybody would all, like, you know, stop by and come visit her and go through her garden. And she had vegetables and poppies and larkspur and like gladiolas and
gladiolas.
What did I say?
Gladiolas. That's amazing.
And you didn't keep this up after?
No, because oh my gosh.
Well, it's a different
like,
house. Too.
She had a huge, well, oh. Even at her other house, like oh, okay. She had daylilies galore. But then my aunt dug up a lot of those daylilies. Because she wanted to keep them.
Okay.
Which makes sense. The Meyer lemon tree that I had in the backyard has died finally, which is sad because Meyer lemons are amazing. but yeah, the yard she had was huge. So she was like a master gardener. And
Low Life Lola is your grandma, according
Lola.
To the garbage bucket.
It's Lula.
Lula.
L-U-L-A.
Okay, I don't know if we're going
to
get
way to completely miss that.
Low Life. But anyway, so like, yeah, the shed has like stuff in it. For her master gardening techniques that I will never, like, be able to achieve. So, I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff. I should probably have a huge estate sale.
Well, that's, I mean, like, you bought the house. The house
yeah.
is yours.
Yeah.
Reclaim it for yourself.
I should. But I feel bad about, like, making my mom and my aunt, like, have to go through all that stuff.
It's been quite a few years. It's been almost a decade since she died, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, her mom and her aunt, as much as they've dealt with it, haven't really, like, dealt with it all, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Okay. Like, so. My mom still, like, to this day, misses her. Like, she was legit
well, yeah.
her best friend.
Like It's the same thing with my mom. My grandmother has been dead since 1989, 90, somewhere around there. 1989. She died around Christmas. So mom always gets depressed around Christmas because her mom died around that.
Yeah. Right. No, and I understand that. I understand, like, people not wanting to let go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, that's 30 years ago now. You're talking about that.
Well, I mean, like, if I bought a house yeah. from a family member.
I mean, stuff is stuff. You're right. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
But there's a lot to be said about your mom and her pack rattery. She's
well, I think she Kristen gets it from her mother because of the time that they grew up. Like, they had to save all of their resources. And she came from a family of 9. So, like, they bought stuff in bulk when it was on sale,
right.
put it away for whenever they needed it. And she continued that tradition, even though it was just, like, her and her husband and they had 2 children. It's like, you're not shopping for 12 people anymore.
Right. How big is your family?
Not big. My mom's an only child. My father has 1 sister that never had a kid.
Okay.
So there's the 3 kids in my family. 1 aunt and 1 uncle. 1 grandmother that's still alive. And no real first cousins.
Okay.
So the cousins that I have are all whatever they call that, twice removed or 3
yeah.
times, whatever
yeah,
the
yeah.
fuck that thing is. And I only have a couple of those. So it's not a very big family
so
whatsoever.
Yours is as big as mine because dad has had 4 brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He was 1 of 5. They like I want to make documentaries about the 2 sides of my family,
right?
Because it's very very interesting.
Yeah.
Like dad has 4 brothers. One's dead. He was found out in the woods, dead, and they never figured out why.
Yeah.
So the 7 of them lived in. 900 square foot house.
Jeez.
1 bathroom.
Jeez.
1 bathroom, 900 square feet.
And 3 bedrooms?
two bedrooms.
Tiny bedrooms. Two bedrooms.
And one bathroom.
One for the kids and one for the
adults. A kitchen, a dining room, a living room, and that's it. And mom basically, like, her dad was married before and apparently didn't know that she had a sister until she was, like older. She didn't meet her sister. She didn't meet her sister until she was 60.
Wow.
That's what happened to my mom, too. They just found out that they have a brother over in the Philippines.
Wow.
Yep.
So... And then, so, I mean, you're talking about, in our family, we have, it's 11 first cousins.
Okay.
You got and a lot of cousins.
Yeah. And then I think our family reunion on just the Joyner Chavis side, that side's like around anywhere from 150 to 250 people.
Jesus.
So.
Yeah, my family's rinky dink. There ain't a whole bunch of us.
But you guys are scrappy. You don't spread your seed, you keep it.
Well, and technically the family name dies with me because...
Oh my God, that's dark.
Well, he's got a girl.
Because I have a girl.
Unless she decides to keep the last name.
Yeah, but her kids won't.
Yeah, like, that's it.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
What if she has a boy?
I don't know. So, but like...
What if she makes life decisions?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the only Hainer boy
in our immediate family.
It's not like there aren't other male Hainers.
You should have another child.
But no, I'm too old.
How are you too old? Have you seen George Clooney just had kids?
And he can afford that.
Oh, gotcha. Then you are too
kids
old.
Kids are expensive.
I don't have children.
At this point, I will be... close to 60 when my daughter graduates high school.
What?
Yeah.
How old is she now? Can I ask that question?
She's 7.
You don't have to answer that question.
He already did.
Okay. Yeah, well, okay.
I'll be in my mid 50s.
Okay.
But if I was having another kid now, just tack that on.
Yeah.
Like, I can't put a kid through that.
Like when I was in sixth grade, one of my friends from school, her parents were 60.
Yeah, and I've had people that I worked with in Florida, like this one girl who we have the same birthday, her father, when she graduated high school, was 65 or something, and it was like, I can't.
Oh, my ex-girlfriend, like from high school, like the one after my high school sweetheart, like when she graduated high school, her dad was just shy of 70.
Yeah, see, I don't want to do that. Like, I want to be around for them. Like, I want to be around for her.
But at 75, he came out as gay.
Okay.
So you got something to...
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I don't know.
You've got 15 years to do what?
You've got 15 years to figure yourself out.
Put a dick in my mouth? Yeah. What? Well,
welcome to LA.
It's that or a box, I mean.
Or what?
That or a box.
Yeah, whatever. So... So yeah, unfortunately, like unless Elisa decides that she's going to keep the family name,
yeah,
it's done with me.
Huh.
I'm the first Hainer not to have a son.
Wow, going against the flow there.
Wow,
yeah.
This just got dark.
Well, no, it's not dark.
No, it's
just a fact
it is
of life.
What it is.
Well, my family name, as far as my branch is concerned, dies with me as well.
Well.
Because John, you know, he's...
Yeah, but you may still have kids at some point.
Oh, God, no.
You want him to have children?
I do want no children.
You want him to kill children?
Well, how old are you?
37.
37, okay. So
I theoretically could still have kids.
Technically, you still could.
I still technically could have kids.
You could still meet somebody that
you want
to have kids with or
whatever. I just don't like the actual...
You don't mind the practice.
And the having, but... What?
You may find somebody that, like... You start dating or whatever, where you're like, wow, I want to have a child with you.
I did just find out that, like, my...
That you have a kid that
third
you don't know
girlfriend. No, unless she's definitely not telling me something and was kept it quiet for 17 or 18 years. But, like, my third girlfriend that I had, like, a long, long time ago, she actually just got pregnant. Like, she's like, I'm not getting pregnant. Like, I'm not getting married. I'm not doing anything like that. And... Like, I was in love with this girl forever.
Yeah.
I told her, like, years and years ago, I was in love with you, like the jackass that I am. and then, like, you know, we just, like, grew up together over, like, the decade after that. And then I'm like, I really do care about this girl. And she was dating another guy, and I thought that was kind of done. And then she left that guy, and then within a few months was married to another guy.
Okay.
And now, a year later, is pregnant.
Super pregnant. You never know. I guess when you know, you know, and... And then there's that.
I mean, there's the biological clock. There's, you know, there's all kinds of shit that goes on. I never thought I wanted to have a kid. And then one day it just kind of hit me like, I want to be a dad. Like, it wasn't after like my wife was pregnant.
Yeah.
It was before that. Like, like she was a conscious decision to have her when we had her. And, but like, I couldn't imagine not being a dad now. Like, it's just one of those weird things. But you might find somebody. You never know.
Well, see, that's the like we have another friend who like has discussed like having kids, and I have discussed having kids with her, and he, I'm friends with both the wife and the husband, and like he's like, let's have kids, and he's like, she's like, let's have some adventures. And
well, I think there's definitely like it can't be like the olden days where you get married and have a kid.
Yeah,
like you have to get married and hang out for a couple of years and do the shit that you want to do.
Yeah.
Because when my dad, before my dad was 30, he had three kids. Wow. And when I was 30, I was like, there's no way I could handle three kids.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck were they thinking?
That's a lot.
But it was a different, like, that generation of, like, that's what you did. You got married, had a kid, and you bought a house.
By the time my dad was 30, he had John, and then he had me, and in between that, around John, he did two tours in Vietnam.
Yeah, so
you're like, how bad can kids be when I'm being shot at delivering the mail? Well,
they're not shooting me, so
yeah. So I mean, you never know.
John's original name was Charlie.
Nope.
Not true.
Nope. Not true.
Oh, kids, ask your parents about the name Charlie in Vietnam.
Do we only have smaller children listening to this?
No.
So but you never really know. Confused by the Woody Woodpecker stuff from last week.
I have had conversations with millennials where I will say something that everybody should know, and they just stare at me like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
You're like, "Am I really that old, or like, are you just not that culturally like diverse?"
Well, John and I once had a conversation on the podcast about the fact that how many more times can you talk to somebody that's younger than you and make a Gilligan's Island reference and them get it or Brady Bunch or one of the, whatever the things that we grew up with.
It's not part of the
zeitgeist
anymore. It's not. I mean, like, you've got Scooby-Doo and Batman, but you couldn't name specific things. I don't know how many times you could say I would have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for your stupid kids, and it be specifically associated with Scooby-Doo.
Right.
Now, I write a Christmas show every year. Well, this is the second year going to the third for a friend of mine in Columbia.
Right.
And so, like, all the kids there are 15, 16, 17, 18. And one of the girls that was 18, I cannot remember what the hell joke it was, but it was the same thing. I'm like, if you say this, I promise,
you'll
say it just
laugh.
Like this, and you will get a laugh.
Yeah.
I was like, you may not get it, but I don't care about you.
It's your parents who are paying to watch this.
Right.
And every time she delivered it. Laugh.
She didn't know why, but she was getting the laughs.
Yeah,
I mean, I work just feeling old like that. Like, the guy that I work with, that's my producer at work. So, like, we work in little teams now, and there's two editors and a producer. And the first day that the producer came into the department, we took him out for lunch, and he said,
"How much younger is he than you?"
Sorry. So he says, "Oh, crap, I got to call my mom. It's her birthday." And I said, "Oh, really? How old is she?" And he goes, 45.
Oh, God.
Mom.
And I was like, holy fuck. Why do I feel so old right now? Dude's like 25, 26 or whatever. I was like, technically, I could be your father.
I could be your dad.
Like, this is fucking crazy.
Is his name Luke?
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
So he brings... The funny part of the story is he brings his mom in and shows her around one day.
Yeah.
And one of the other editors gets introduced to her, and he shakes her hand and goes, "You must be really proud of your husband." And Ryan looks at him and goes, "That's my mom." And he was like, "Oh." Like, she looks really young for 45.
Awkward.
Like, really, really fucked up. Like,
well, one of the,
wow.
So all the 40-year-olds in the group are like, maybe I got a shot with her.
that's
I've been
exactly
mistaken as my dad's wife when I'm doing bids.
That just means you look old.
No, my dad looks really young.
He does look really young. That is accurate.
Okay,
that is true. But like, a friend of mine who actually like at the high school that I go to, and I'm like, oh, cool. You know, who is this? You know, who is this, your sister? And she goes, no, it's my, mom. She's younger than I am. And I was like, can I date your mom? Or, no.
It's creepy getting older. Yeah. I mean, it's really like.
But you don't feel like
But we're all in that. No, you don't at all.
We're all in that like prime spot where you're not old and you're not young.
Yeah.
Middle aged.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and not quite even there. Well, I guess you are technically speaking. And I guess I am technically.
I'm over 40, so.
I think like you die when you're 72, so I'm over middle aged.
Why are you dying when you're 72? Why did we just put like a time bomb on it?
That's the median age.
Oh.
You don't know what age you're going to die at.
I'm
going to
die when I'm 72.
So you should live your life like every day is your last.
Live like you were dying.
So yes. Live your life.
But no, I did I think it was the original DVD of Final Destination. They basically had told you how you were going to die and when.
Like, is this an app?
No, it was on the DVD. So it's basically like,
so you like would select put in your birthday your
and then it would tell
cursor?
You when you were going to die.
Oh, they probably have one of those
and
online.
You believe that?
Well, no, I mean,
well, it's Final Destination.
Wait, what did it
so.
Say?
I don't remember. I think it was like 64 under a hooker or something like that. It could have been
under a hooker.
I don't know.
Well,
if you're gonna go,
it could have been worse. You could have been on top.
Well, for
then she would have to
her,
like
definitely
push you off.
Me, same thing.
Well, true.
Just having to work harder. Maybe if I was on bottom, then I would have had a heart attack.
Yeah, there you go.
Good times
under a hooker. That's how we're going to end everything on this show. Instead of in bed, it's going to be under a hooker.
You know, that could work. Like just start, you know, reading the fortune cookies like that.
See if
under
I can,
a hooker.
I'll pull up
under
some
a
fortune hooker. Cookies while we're.
That's going to be the new
it's
hashtag.
It's going to take a second, so I wouldn't stare.
Instead of
hashtag
in bed.
Under a hooker.
Hashtag under a hooker.
Okay. Fortune cookies.
Under a hooker.
No.
Those are they're probably good. Squished, though.
Yeah, or they probably smell.
And wet and soggy.
Oh, guys, Jesus.
Yeah, they're not fresh.
Images,
that's for sure.
Fortune cookies.
Nobody likes a soggy fortune cookie.
It's just pictures
what's
of fortune cookies
smell?
When I Google it.
It's just fish.
When one door closes, another opens.
Under a hooker.
Yeah, that's actually. Sometimes you just need to lay on the floor.
Under a hooker.
Yeah, this is...
This works.
Works pretty well. You will die at an Arby's in Columbus, Ohio.
Under a hooker. Probably in the bathroom. But
never been to Columbus, so I'm not really sure.
I don't think anybody should go to Columbus.
What about the people that live there?
You know, Ohioans. I have plenty of friends that are Ohioans.
A lot of them are here.
Why? Why the influx of Ohioans?
You should be asking why the influx of people from the north.
Yeah, it's not just
but no,
Ohio.
No, it's specific.
It's not Ohio. It's
Cleveland.
A lot of them are Ohio. I don't know why.
I work with a shitload of people from New Jersey.
Under a hooker?
Under a hooker.
Cool.
Where I work. Like, for some reason...
sounded like...
Yes, I know.
By that statement, we're not to put punctuation. It sounded like that you work under a hooker.
Make your own
with
punctuation.
People from New Jersey.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
This is create your own adventure time.
It's like swinging a baseball bat in a hallway, man.
Under a hooker?
Under a hooker. Inside a hooker.
Okay. So New Jersey.
So there is a ton of people from New Jersey where I work.
But I feel like the people from New Jersey actually come here to work. The people from Ohio come down here to retire.
It is 8 hours from Ohio. Like, I go to Florida. I go to Orlando.
Yep.
I don't know if you're familiar with Orlando.
Yes.
No, but it's like 6-8 hours. And same distance from here to Cleveland.
So you think they just arbitrarily pick the center
like,
spot?
I think that that's
I
the
think
maximum
it's they're
of
tired.
Time you want to drive.
And they're like, let's just stop here.
It's 8
yeah,
hours.
But Charleston isn't conveniently located
it's
if you're
airport.
Driving somewhere.
No, I think it's just that 8 hours.
Like you're 45 minutes to an hour off of 95.
But what's the prettiest place on the coast? It's Charleston on a lot of the
And I agree with that, but like if you're talking about
the
like 8 hours to here and 8 hours to there, you're taught like
I don't
Charleston is not well, but it's not convenient. It's got history and it's got all that other shit, but it's not.
Yeah.
Hmm. You get on 95 and you just head south. Like you really got to go out of your way to get to Charleston.
Well, 17 goes all the way.
Well,
17 goes straight through Charleston.
Well, true. Also, we have, like, weird trading with Cleveland, because that's where the Stump House Tunnel came
in. I was going to say the Indians.
The Stump House Tunnel.
What is that?
The Stump House Tunnel is in
Wahala,
South Carolina. Thank you. But it's one of the places that we visit on our South Carolina tour.
Okay.
And so what they tried to do was basically make so that you weren't like winding through the mountains to go to Ohio and different trade routes that kind of led from
the direct route.
Yeah. So they tried to drive right through a
giant mountain.
Yeah. Okay. And then they ran out of funding.
Yep.
So then eventually in like the 60s, Clemson University bought it. And then they would do blue cheese. They would basically...
Oh, that's what you guys were talking about.
That's where the blue cheese was.
Okay, I got you. So I remember that story from your trip.
Sorry to retell.
It was from the trail. From the trade trail.
Yeah.
The trade trail.
So I think we have a lot of trade with Ohio.
Apparently.
God, I hate Ohio.
And blue cheese.
I don't hate Ohio.
Why? You've never been to Cleveland, so why would you say that you
hate it? Have you ever been to Ohio in general?
No, I have not.
That's why I'm saying, why do you hate it? You've never even been there.
Just because there are a lot of people here from Ohio.
Because I want people who are not from here to leave in part, I guess.
Well, Charleston was the best kept secret until it wasn't. Yeah. And now everybody's here.
Well, yeah. I mean, just trying to drive in this town a sunny Thursday afternoon just fucking is impossible.
Doesn't even have to be rain.
Yeah, if it rains, fucking forget it.
Well, you can at least double downtown, or quadruple your time.
Well, we were here in 33 minutes today from my house to your house,
right?
From door to door
without traffic. It would probably take 20 minutes.
It took like an hour and almost an hour last time.
Yeah,
we came.
Yeah, an hour because it was raining.
Yeah,
I mean it's not that far. I mean it's not.
No. And like just to get to his house, it takes me 22 minutes if there's no traffic. Now if there's traffic, you know it's going to take a lot longer, like 40, 45. And then if there's rain with traffic, it's like an hour and a half.
Yep.
Yeah. There have been times where I listened to the entire Cast album one day of Next to Normal on my way to work and on my way home from work. Yeah. And that is a 2-disc set.
Yeah. If there's an accident on one of the bridges, if there's...
Or the interstate.
Yeah.
It's what I call a cunt of traffic.
Yes. That is the only term of the C word that I will...
Yeah. It's where you have no possible way of going anywhere.
Yep, been in that.
So. Like you were saying downtown. I mean, even if it like rains for 10 minutes, it starts to flood.
Yep.
Yeah, my mom works downtown and she's like...
Under a hooker?
If it rains...
Under a hooker.
If it rains downtown, then she will call her boss and be like, is it raining?
Yep.
Can't come into work because can't float my car.
I don't have a boat.
I don't have a hovercraft.
I mean, it's fucking crazy to think about like when you think of Charleston, you're not thinking like, hey, you're below sea level. You're... Like
we're built on a landfill, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally downtown is, yeah.
It ain't that pretty.
But when Joe Riley, whom I do not like, basically like built the Joe Riley Stadium, they stated when this sinks, not if it sinks, when it sinks, you cannot hold us accountable because we are because telling you this is not a good idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a matter of time. And we're on a fault line as well. We haven't had an earthquake granted in...
Or an earthquake, even.
What did I say? Am I not talking funny today. It's been a while.
Yeah, they tried to sell me earthquake insurance when we bought the house, and I was like, really? Earthquake insurance? And they're like, we're on a fault line. You really should fucking consider this. And I was like,
okay.
No.
So do you have it?
No.
And then your pipe burst.
Under a
hooker. Yeah, but that didn't... It wasn't caused by an earthquake.
I don't know.
It was caused by shitty piping.
Because of an
earthquake. I enjoyed that story. I listened to the podcast. Yes, okay. I enjoyed your story about you running over to the neighbor's house. Like, you're a realtor. You'll know.
Yes.
We were listening to one yesterday or day before on the back porch.
Yeah.
With, like, a speaker.
Because Brandon hadn't heard.
I hadn't heard all that.
Yeah, I mean, it was me literally running around in circles yelling, fuck, 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 what the fuck, where the fuck do I go? What the fuck do I do? Holy shit, what am I going to do?
It's one of those times where... You go, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't spend so much time in front of a computer and learn practical things.
Well, no, I mean...
For me, that's what it was when my car broke down the first
time. It was one of those things that you don't ever think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that you don't think about when you're buying the house. It's not something that ever crosses your mind when you're about to go to sleep. And hearing the pop and the sound of rushing water...
You know exactly.
Knowing... I could hear it, like I ran downstairs and nothing was running, and I ran back upstairs and I could hear it in the floor, and I was like, fuck me, what do I do? And then it's like, where's the emergency shutoff? I don't think there's one in the house. Okay, it's got to be under the house. And crawling under the house with water like pouring down me and like looking around.
It's like
around,
a horror story.
Going like, fuck, what do I do?
Is this where it was? The emergency shutoff was under the house?
No.
We didn't have an emergency shutoff in the house because the house is so old.
So where was it?
So I had to go out to the street. And so basically what happened was I ran over to the neighbor, out of breath.
Yeah.
Pipe burst. Can't find shutoff.
He couldn't even like make a sentence.
No, because my mouth was so dry and I was like yelling fuck all the time.
Why was your mouth dry? You should have just gone downstairs.
You should have just opened it. There's water everywhere.
So she brought me over to where it was. And you need a tool in order to shut the water off.
Yeah.
We didn't have that because...
It should have been stored right by the thing.
No. It's like the stuff that a fire department would have.
Oh, I know. Or the water works. It's called a water key.
We have one of those at
home. A key, yeah.
I now own one because of that. But I took a wrench and was able to shut the water off.
Nice.
But, you know, when the plumber came the next day and like the ceiling of the... kitchen had just like fallen in and you could see all the pipes and stuff. He cracked the water on and off real quick and I saw where the leak was coming from. And the pipe had burst in the center in a just a long section. It's not like it failed at a 90 degree joint. It's not like
it had rot out, take
how
time.
Big was your little hole?
No,
I asked this because I'll tell you about my pipe in a second.
You could fit
a fist. Did you fist it?
Yes,
you fisted the
pipe. Under a hooker.
The crack was maybe an inch.
Okay.
And in the 15 minutes that it took me, it destroyed
everything.
It destroyed everything that it hit, and then the floor.
So mine is in a concrete slab, down about a foot.
Okay.
Under the foundation, so I had it. Pipe burst over Thanksgiving vacation and I was not home.
Oh.
The pipe, the tiny, tiny hole, it's like the head of a needle.
Yeah.
It was that big. It flooded my entire master bedroom and closet. And I had to have that all like completely like ripped up. It took this guy 3 hours to find the leak because he can't like, you know, drill into my entire flooring all over my house.
Right.
But then he takes it out and it's this tiny little hole. I was like, that tiny little hole caused all of this.
Yep.
It's ridiculous how much pressure.
We had the tiny pipe that runs underneath the toilet, the top of the toilet and the toilet bowl itself, that or the wall, that burst and that ruined all the air conditioning downstairs. In the basement or the garage level. And then we had a pipe burst over John's room that leaked all through, ruined all of the wall and the floors in the washing room.
Laundry room.
I'm sorry. Ruined half the hardwood floors in the kitchen and the dining room. Mm-hmm. Ruined the wall and the ceiling throughout the entire dining room and kitchen. And then ruined all of the air conditioning again in the basement.
And everything
that
in
was
the
happened
basement
within
that
6 months.
Underneath it. Because you store stuff in your basement. That's what it's for.
And
that gets ruined as well.
I think yours happened the same thing. They met the deductible.
Mm-hmm.
And then it rolled over because of January. So
into
one
the
happened
next
in like,
year.
No, one happened in like August or something like that. And then one happened in January. And then Kristen had the same thing.
Yeah, I had my roof started leaking. And then I had the floors. And then I had somebody break into my house, which I did not claim because three claims within 3 years would have canceled me. So.
Yeah.
Which the point of insurance.
Bullshit.
Then. Yeah, which absolutely. I don't understand
that. Yeah.
And I even said when I called. So this happened on a Friday night at 11:45. We were supposed to go out of town the next day.
That's why you missed.
That's why I missed.
Celebration.
You miss going to
Star
the
Wars.
When I called, like the realtor neighbor said, call your insurance right now. Like, if fuck it, it's the middle of the night. Somebody will be there. Just call them, get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
And as the thing went on, I said to the dude, I haven't even asked, like, what is this going to do to my insurance?
Right.
And he goes, well, I don't know. Like, that's kind of above me.
Yeah.
And but from what I understand, like, because of the type of claim or whatever, it's probably not going to count against us.
That's cool.
Like, so I was just like, okay, whatever. But like, just for him to be like, well, I don't know, that happens above me.
You like, what the know. Fuck, man? Somebody's calling you frantically. You should probably know how your insurance works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I did not tell you to go visit somebody on the third floor.
The moral of the story is make sure you know
where the water shutoff is.
Where your water shutoff is.
And we had the whole house repiped because the plumber basically was like, you cut out a section, it just weakens another section.
Yeah. Under a hooker.
Under a hooker.
I'm getting good at this.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's fun.
So I couldn't sleep at all for like a week, like, because I kept waiting for another burst. So I was like, I can't do this, it's gonna cost me an arm and a leg, but I'm gonna fucking have the whole house.
Yeah, they threatened that with me as well, but I'm like, oh, can't do this.
Oh, you?
And
oh,
then
well?
My water heater has a leak now, it's cracked, and they're like, oh, this could shoot through the roof at any time, and I'm like, I can't, oh my gosh,
what?
Apparently, like,
I mean, water heaters aren't that expensive.
It's like $200-$300.
Unless you mine want to spend, is like, huge. I don't know why, but my house has like a 30-gallon tank.
Yeah, but
well,
still,
you can get a smaller one. I mean, you really like can. 20,
well, I think we have two 20-gallon tanks in the house. The thing that pissed me off is when my dad got like our water heater replaced. He set the heat lower, so we have two.
Oh, the temperature on.
Yeah,
the...
I'm a winner, and I live with my parents, guys, in case you haven't figured that out. But we have a huge house, so no space for all of us. So we have one water heater on one side and then one heater on the other side. So John and the kitchen are on one side of the house, one side of the water heater. And then my parents' room and my room is
on
the
other
side
of the house.
Right. So like dad's like, oh, I had this turned down to a lower temperature so John didn't get burned.
But John's on the other side.
I'm like, he's on the other side of the house. I would like a warm shower. So now it like doesn't heat up like it needs to because he's a dick.
Under a hooker.
That's well, why don't you just go and turn it up a little bit?
Because it's buried. And because you have to go through my room, my bathroom, my closet, and then into the crawl space in the wall in order to replace it.
Jesus.
So if that bursts, then we're super fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's all kinds of stuff everywhere.
I mean, you have to replace those every couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
Because this house
I thought you 10 years. Every 10 years is
oh,
a water
really?
Heater.
Oh, really? Every 10 years?
10 or 20 years.
Well, it
years,
depends
yeah.
on what
depends
they're
on
rated
the
for.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they can explode if
1994
you don't, like,
is when this house
bottom,
was built.
The bottom can rust out. And
easily.
Okay.
And if
I
you
mean,
don't...
it's easy access. It's in my garage.
If you don't purge the tank every once in a while, it can rust out the bottom.
Purge the tank?
Yeah.
What are these words? I own a house and I have no idea.
You basically... there's one night a year.
Oh.
Where
no,
this is.
Do people get to go out with all kinds of
yeah makeup and masks
and
armory and, yeah
okay
and weapons
and then what happens?
You can kill whoever you want to
under a hooker.
While you have your water tent thing yeah
tip
your water tent thing.
Okay, those are words.
Yes, maybe.
Tell us about the
search. So yes, it's you're supposed to every 6 months. Like there's probably a drain on the bottom.
Maybe.
Like
I've looked at it once.
So part of the deal with getting the house repiped is we got signed up for the service where they will come out every 6 months and do that shit for you.
Oh.
And they check your pipes and they do all that other crap. So
I have an external pipe checker.
I'm not over 40 yet, so I don't have to have my pipes checked every.
Oh, you will.
Have you had that done?
Well, yeah, because I've had.
Did you have the full moon river? Would you have
diverticulitis?
I have diverticulitis.
My mom had that.
I don't know what that
That's
means.
What my mom had.
It means that so
you can't go swimming.
You shouldn't eat nuts.
That's a myth.
That you can't have nuts after yes. diverticulitis?
Yes.
Really?
Hold that thought. I'll get back to that. So diverticulitis is where food gets caught in your colon and it forms a little pouch on the outside of your colon. So it kind of like gets sucked
doesn't
in.
Doesn't digest properly.
And doesn't digest and it causes you like severe pain and stuff.
Did you have like ports? Like. Did they have to like?
No, I was lucky enough to where it kind of fixed itself.
Oh, okay.
So you no longer have diverticulitis.
I do. I will always have diverticulitis.
I'm very confused then.
So basically, what they used to think was anything with seeds or nuts would aggravate it. Gotcha. And now the thought is it doesn't matter what it is.
anything
that you eat can aggravate the condition. The right. The first diverticulitis attack usually lands you in the hospital, which it did to me.
It's like a lot of pain and you don't know why.
Yeah, I kept getting what I thought were stomach cramps.
Yeah.
But they were kind of radiating towards one spot.
Uh-huh.
And I remember Emeril's went out somewhere to go get something to eat or something, and I went to the bathroom. And I was sitting down, and I felt this big wave of pain, and it stopped in one spot. And it instantly shot me to my feet. And I couldn't sit down. And I was like, this isn't good.
Uh-uh.
Like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on?
When was this?
No.
Alisa was about to turn 2. So no, she was about to turn 1. So like it was 2011.
Okay.
We were in Arkansas. It was on a weekend. And I called her on the phone. I said, you need to come get me. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I can't even sit down. And got into the car and kind of like I was in the back seat and I wasn't sitting. I was kind of like up.
Right.
So that I wasn't sitting. And we went to an urgent care and they misdiagnosed it as my appendix needed to come out.
Oh, Lord.
Did you have your appendix out?
No.
Okay.
Which is on the other side of the body of where the pain was.
Okay.
So they said, what you really need to do is you need to go to the emergency room. And I said, okay. We went to the emergency room and she said, we don't really have a bed for you right now. Where's your pain? And I said, well, I can't sit down. If I'm standing, it's, I would say an 8. And she said, okay, we'll get to you when we can. So I watched people come in and then go in the back and go come in and go in the back. So I finally walked up to her and I said, my pain's now at a 10. It wasn't.
Right. But you're not going to get seen. Right.
So she basically was like, all right, come on, we'll go find you. And they did all kinds of tests and they were like, yeah, you have diverticulitis. Spent a week in the hospital.
Oh shit.
It was about a month recovery.
It's not a quick recovery.
No. Sure. And it was one of those things like I didn't have health insurance. I was working a shitty job that didn't really have It was second shift.
Okay.
Working at the furniture factory.
Yeah.
And I remember getting the bill for the hospital and I opened it and I was like, this is going to be good. And it was like $39,000. And I was like, what do I do? What the fuck do I do with this? And I went to the hospital and I said, I can't afford this. Like, I can give you $25 a month for the rest of my life, but I can't pay this off.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you can sign up for like hardship thing and they will take some of it away. So then you have to do like a mountain of paperwork and you have to give them what you owe in your credit cards and your bank account numbers, like so that they can go in and they can look. And I didn't hear anything back for like a month. And I was like, well,
like,
I need to start paying this off. Yeah. I'm not one of those dudes that's just going to like forget like I owe money. And I went to the hospital and I said, I just need to check on this. And she looks at it and she goes, yeah, it's forgiven. And I said, how much? And she goes, well, all of it.
Shit.
And I said, what? And she goes, yeah, all of it. They forgave it all. And I'm thinking like they looked at it and said, this dude's never going to be able to pay this back. Like,
oh,
just fucking forget this. And I didn't owe any money.
Oh my god!
Took me a month to get back to work and like put us in a bigger financial bind that we were in before. I actually went back to work early because we needed the money.
You needed the money, yeah.
And like it was
dang.
You know, 1 year old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, had a kid.
Just had a kid.
Not making much money to begin with.
The previous year I had lost my job and like I wasn't working and like the furniture factory was the only thing I could find and like I was like, well, fuck it, I gotta put food on the table.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotta be responsible.
Yeah.
And you know, Amaryllis at the time, she was just like, I don't know what we're gonna do. And I was like, I don't know either. Like, this is not like, we can't just put the house up for sale because I don't know where we would go.
Yeah.
And so she was like, well, let's go back to Florida. And I said, there's no jobs in Florida. Like, I'm not going to go from a shitty job to another shitty job and have to move all the stuff again.
Yeah.
if we're gonna,
but her family was there too, so I think.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we could,
yeah, but still,
we could have moved to New Jersey and
stay with your family
and stay with my family and been close to like New York and stuff.
Yeah.
So like, we made the decision of like, we're gonna stay here and we're gonna see what happens, and then that happened, and I was like, oh fuck, like it just, it was like the bottom that I hit where I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna climb out of this.
Yeah.
And I did. Like I clawed my way up and.
From
under a hooker. And like, I don't want to say I'm financially independent, but like, I'm more stable than I've ever been before. Like, I'm not living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
We have a nice house. Like, mm-hmm. I love the neighborhood that we're in, and like I don't have to worry whether I can cover all the bills. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but seeing where I was just, you know, 6 years ago, it's like, holy shit.
A big change.
Huh. So that, well, that gives me hope, actually, because it's been really hard this year.
I'm sure. I mean,
as well.
I mean, I know what that's like.
I'm having to, like, I'm like, can I have money for my credit card bill? And that's not including student loans or anything else. I was like, I think I require basically food, the bills to be, the water bill, which they were already paying for anyway. I don't require a car right now.
Right.
But I require like $175 a month to live right now. And I don't want to rush out and get a job, because if I make over $7,000, I have to pay health insurance. So if I can just wait just long enough to not have a job.
I mean, fortunately, I wasn't that, like, all that shit that happened was before Obamacare and all that stuff to where, like, we would have to pay for insurance.
Yeah, or you get fined.
Yeah,
which is
so
ridiculous.
So. You know, it happened at the right time, if there is such a thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
and the fact that they, like, looked at all your financials and they're like, nope, you got this.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. And enjoy
your liver. Go be healthy.
Yeah. I don't know if I had ever told you the story.
This one that we just heard?
Well, no. About me losing my job?
No. I don't think so.
Which one? Well, I guess you can't say the
job. Sorry. So, Emeril's got pregnant. And the dude that I was working for
in Arizona,
Arkansas.
The other day.
He had called me at one point, and he said, like, so he had closed the building that we were working in. Like, he gave me gear to work from home with. Huh. And what I would do is I would get up in the morning, I would go downstairs, and I would call him and say, what do you need me to do today?
Yeah.
And he'd give me a list. And it was like, We'd have like TV commercials to edit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I did all that from home. And that was like 6 months of doing that. And I said, okay, well, and he had always said, this is only temporary. We're going to open a smaller shop, blah, blah, blah. We're going to rebuild this, whatever.
Can I ask what business it was in?
It's a post-production.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, okay. So the entire thing was post-production.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So he called me a couple weeks before Elisa was supposed to be born. He said, what's your plan for taking off? For when she's born. And I said, I'm not going to take any time until the day she's born, and then 2 weeks, whatever my vacation is after that. And he said, okay, that's fine. And she was a C-section.
Yeah.
So we knew what day she was going to be born. And
well, you thought you did.
Well,
you were lucky enough that it actually did happen.
It did happen on that day. So she was supposed to be born on a Tuesday, and we get paid every Friday. So on Friday, I sent him a text saying, hey, I need to get my paycheck. And he sends me one back, says, I'm out of town until Monday. And I was like, well, okay, I need to come get it on Monday.
I just had a baby, and we need money.
So weekend goes by. Monday shows up. My parents come into town. And I get on the thing, and I'm like, I need my paycheck. And he goes, I'm still out of town.
Wire me money then.
You got to wait till tomorrow. And I wrote him back and I said, having a baby tomorrow, needed today. And I got a text back that said, meet me at my house at 5 o'clock. And I was like,
How are you out of town?
Exactly.
And out of town.
So
and out of
my
town.
My mind starts ticking, and I go to my father, and my father's like, something's up. I said, no. I mean, he's flighty, but I'm sure nothing's wrong. Go to his house. He sits me down and goes, I got to let you go. I was like,
he didn't want those 2 weeks to go by. And then like,
well, I don't know. So I was like, you're kidding me, right? And he sits me down and he goes, you know, I was kind of hoping that you would take the reins and like trying to blame me for the business going down.
Right.
And I was like, no, dude. I was like, this is your fault. I don't work for you anymore.
I asked you what you wanted.
I don't give a shit what you think happened. I know what happened. And so he hands me my check and he's walking me out and he goes, so you excited about tomorrow?
F you.
And I said, well, I was up until about 5 minutes ago. And he goes, well, just try to enjoy it. I said, you just robbed me of that entire experience. Yeah. Thanks a lot. And went home and I was like, he fired me. I was like, well, it wasn't really firing. Like,
he let me go.
It was the ending of the company, basically. Yeah. So
he was just looking for a way out.
So I said to him, I told Amaryllis, I said, look, I don't know what we're going to do, but let's just focus on tomorrow.
Yeah.
And when Elisa was born, because she was C-section, she was also breech. So she had never turned around, and like they thought she was going to have a problem with her leg. And I was like, how am I going to pay for that?
Yeah.
So right from that day, from the day she was born,
he started worrying.
Until we left Arkansas was a complete nightmare. It was like the worst 2 years of my life.
You were living in Arkansas.
So well, that too. Worst. But like, it never looked like we were going to get out. It never looked like I was going to, but just kept right on chugging along. And it was like, okay, I'm just going to keep going until I get us the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And this job came along and it's been, you know, it's been awesome ever since. I mean,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's like the light that you don't see coming at the end of the tunnel.
Well, it's like being hit over the head with a fucking brick of like, you think that this is going to happen and then all of a sudden this happens and you're like, oh, fuck.
You know who else that happened to?
Who?
In Virginia and Roanoke, Croatoan.
Okay, wait a minute. We're going to get to that.
No, we don't have to. I'm just saying. Croatoan. We don't have to get to it at all. I just want to bring it back and show you that that was what was carved on a tree.
Croatoan.
All right.
Mic drop. Yeah.
Okay. Let's stop there for now. Okay. All right. So, you have anything to plug? You guys want to plug anything?
Not yet.
You always run into that. You're such a professional.
We have some things coming.
So, if you're playing the Dance Monkey Dance drinking game, every time that Brandon hits the microphone,
it's consistent.
Yes. Under a hooker.
Under a hooker.
But yeah.
No, so you don't have anything to plug yet.
Well, not yet. We have some things coming very, very soon in the next few weeks, hopefully. So
okay.
It's going to be good.
But currently you're still Percy.
Percy Patchett. And July, the first week of July, we got new Percy Patchett coming. So Percy on the go on YouTube.
I am at SUD1183 on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, I'm Brandon.joiner80. On Twitter, I think.
He doesn't know where he is.
And if you want to get in touch with us, it's info@dancemonkeypodcast.com, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all that shit. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris,
Brandon,
and Kristen under a hooker.
Have a good week.